Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We had our next guest on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about getting him back on a very important issue. David Ridenour, the chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research, joins us. David, welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you again. How are you today?
Doing fine. Thank you so much. I was reading this most recent article that you had, it's a real head scratcher that the United States has only 18 mental health beds per 100,000 people serve that sector of our community. I mean, that is a head scratcher that is so underserved.
Well, it's not that much of a head scratcher when you, consider what the incentives are. So back, and this has been a long time now, this is the 1960s, Medicare, Medicaid Act was established, and they put in something called the Institutions of Mental Diseases Exclusion, which basically says that if you're going to have a mental health hospital, it can't have more than 16 beds, or it's not eligible for Medicaid reimbursement. So big surprise. We moved away from those larger institutions with economies of scale. So there's a bed shortage. And I think there's a bed shortage in the range of about 600,000 beds in the United States. We really need 600,000 more in order to serve the number of people who are mentally ill.
So what was the motivation for passing what is referred to as the IMDs?
So you might recall, maybe you don't, I don't know your age, but I recall.
I'm old.
I'm that old. that in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, there were all these stories of abuse in these large institutions. Geraldo Rivera did an expose, and they did find some serious problems in some of the state-run mental hospitals. But that's more of an issue of not having inspectors, not conducting oversight, rather than, a place with a lot of beds automatically being a problem. So that was one issue that they wanted to address. They also wanted to address their concern that, look, there were all these big mental health hospitals, and if they allowed reimbursement for them, it was felt at the time that the states would dump all the costs of their mentally ill onto the federal government. So perverse incentives, working as they did, they closed most, if not all, of the large mental institutions, and there's a bed shortage. And by the way, when you look out on the streets today, you're seeing the results of that bed shortage, because there's a large number of the people who are homeless who are mentally ill. There's a large number who have substance abuse problems in which they're actually treating undiagnosed mental health issues. They're self-treating. So it's a very, very, very big problem, and it's filling up our hospitals, wasting enormous resources.
We're visiting with David Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, what strikes me as odd is that over this period of time, right, going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s to now, we've developed these shared expense models, right, with state, federal, local government on so many different fronts, including healthcare. How did this get kind of left on the sidelines? Just not enough advocates for this population?
Well, I think some of the advocates for this population are stuck in the old way of thinking. They're thinking that the large institutions are bad, small community-based are good. But I'll just ask you to consider, it's a question to answer, is what is more likely to result in abuse? A large hospital with lots of personnel where there can be cameras and inspectors, and once in a while there are inspectors, versus the millions of homes and apartments in which there's never an inspector. I would maintain that abuse still occurs. It's just We don't see it. And because we don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
But there's a sweet spot, right, in the number of patients in any kind of facility to be able to fund that facility. And if you make it more of like a medical delivery, healthcare hospital, you got joint conference that's there, what, every 2 or 3 years. You have evaluators coming in. It's like we wouldn't have to reinvent a whole lot in order to accomplish what you're talking about, right?
No, we wouldn't. I mean, you do get certain economies of scale the larger that it gets, but just give an example. I'll give you a personal example. My son is autistic, nonverbal. He's basically got the intellect of a one-and-a-half-year-old, and he lives in an apartment. And government pays at least $329,000 a year for 24/7 monitoring care. Meanwhile, my mother, who has Alzheimer's, is in a Alzheimer's unit, and it costs about $96,000 a year. So, and she essentially has the same requirements as my son, but that institution has 80 beds, and my son's has 2. Big difference in cost.
So when we go to a lot of tragic situations that we see reported on national news and otherwise, right, and we have an alleged perpetrator there, and typically the first thing that people are thinking is that there's a mental health component to this issue because it is so egregious, it's so out of the ordinary. Just anybody of sound mind wouldn't think along these lines. And then we wonder, and then we begin to do the history, the criminal history on this individual, where you have, examples of parents that have tried to get help and or family members that have tried to get help, or there's no question that the system has identified the challenge. And then we wonder why we're experiencing this, because it seems like almost in every case they fall through the cracks. Or they fall through something.
There are so many different challenges. We spoke about the bed shortage, but there's another problem too, which is the legal framework under which we operate, where people who are mentally ill, unless they are an imminent threat to somebody else, to themselves or others, imminent threat, then they can't be forced into treatment. And so they fall through the cracks because the cracks were deliberately created for them to fall through. And so we get to take a look at what we're going to do with our legal system. I get it that we don't want people institutionalized who shouldn't be there, and we don't want to take away people's rights. But if somebody is not mentally competent and they sign a contract, that contract is invalid. And yet, we'll let them make really important decisions, life or death decisions, for people who are mentally incompetent. And that has to change.
Yeah.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, when you think about the number of emergency committals, I mean, I know every state has laws unique unto itself. In the state of Louisiana, we can do that through physician emergency committals, PECs or CECs, through the coroner emergency committals. And, you know, you go in with evidence that they're a danger to themselves or others. At 18 beds, I can tell you, I was the elected sheriff in the parish where we are this morning. That's not enough. In fact, we had to compel all of the healthcare institutions to participate, and we bring them on a rotating schedule because, you know, everybody had to share in the burden of dealing with the mental health issue that we had, or otherwise we wouldn't be able to address it.
And let me just guess, those who are mentally ill are grouped together with those who have substance abuse issues.
Because
of the shortage of beds, right? And oftentimes those are, not always, but oftentimes they're a little bit different.
Sure. And with the types of drugs that you're seeing out there on the street today, you know, a lot of fentanyl-laced stuff, you cannot socially detox those folks. You have to medically detox those folks, right? I mean, it's a big
Absolutely.
It's a big challenge, you know, which puts even a greater burden on the system.
And then a lot of them are flooding the ERs, right? You know, this is one of the reasons why. Well, you wait 3, 4, 5, 6 hours there because they have no other place to go. And they're ill-equipped to deal with, for example, people who are autistic, people who are schizophrenic. That's not what the training of ER physicians is generally focused on. And other than surgery, it's the most expensive part of the hospital. And so when somebody is boarded there because there's no bed downstream, it's less expensive. You know, for a week, 10 days, I've heard of some people being boarded in ERs for months because they had no place to go. That's an enormous burden on the hospital system, on the insurance companies, on the taxpayer.
Yeah. So there is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced titled Increasing Behavioral Health Treatment Act, House Resolution 4022, which would repeal this Medicaid IMD exclusion that we were just talking about earlier. Likelihood of passage, do you know?
At this point, probably not great, because you have most of the disabilities community still stuck in the old mindset. And there's an educational process that we need to go through. I believe that eventually we'll be able to pass something like that. But in the here and now, the prospects are not that great. I wish they were, because that is the single most important thing, in my view, to getting people who are homeless off the streets, who, by the way, are not inexpensive. they use about $40,000 a year per capita in emergency services.
That's really disappointing to hear that the likelihood of that is not good. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Obviously, there's a need. And if this doesn't pass, what's the next step? What do we do?
I think there's a variety of things that we can do. One is, first, we can do that educational process that I talked about. And then the other one is, you know, we can take a look at different options for the IMD exclusion, like maybe not eliminating it completely, but maybe raising the bar on it instead of, you know, 16 beds. What would be wrong with 50 or 100?
Yeah.
And that alone would be an enormous sea change, because you do get the economies of scale. And let's remember, one of the reasons why there's shortages as well is because when you're doing home by home by home by home, you don't have a pool of employees, where you do have extra employees if you're a larger institution. You've got different shifts. Somebody can come and cover somebody else's shift. But there's a real shortage in these smaller environments, and it's really hard to overcome.
Jeez. Well, we will stay in touch over this issue as it makes its way through Congress and see what ultimately happens. Even it's still got to be – we're not even certain that it gets a hearing at this point in time, but hopefully it will for sure. David Ridenhour, Chairman, National Center for Public Policy Research, thank you so much for joining us today. Truly appreciate it.
It's sure been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And God bless.
Thank you, sir. Have a great holiday season. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll visit with Dr. Heather Gilmore, Director of Physical Therapy here at Metropolitan Health Group, as well as Mike Weibel, Vice President of Marketing. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.